Awesome moment before the Cubs and Reds game. Meta Robinson, Jackie Robinson's granddaughter, raising the retired number flags on the 70th anniversary of Jackie playing his first game at Wrigley Field. Already 1-0 Cubs in the first. Javi Baez up with the bases juiced.
There's a long fly ball, and it's 5-0 Cubs. Way out of here to left field. And another five-run inning for this Chicago Cubs team. Here in the first inning, they go up by five on a grand slam by Javier Baez.
Bryant drills one dead center field, 6-0 Cubs. Oh boy. That was a long far one. Home run number 8 for Chris Bryant.
Cubs scored 6 times off of Garrett, and they're trying to dent the plate here in the 5th inning against Blake Wood. Ground ball by Votto and into right field. A big bouncing ball that Joey could not get to. An RBI base hit, and the Cubs now have a 7-run lead. And that's hit hard into right field, and that's another Chicago hit. They're waving Baez around, and the run scores. Rather, Almora Jr. to make it 9-0.
And you could see Votto was in cutoff position. But if you don't throw the ball close to the cutoff man, the runner that just hit the ball is just going to continue to run because he has no fear that the ball will be cut off and be thrown to second base.
He kicks and delivers, and he strikes him out swinging. And he struck him out swinging. Looked like a breaking ball up and away, and he didn't come close to that ball. So back-to-back strikeouts with 2 on and 1 out. It's time to get down and dirty, and that's what John Lester did, punching out Suarez and punching out Schebler.
The Cubs go on to win it 9-5 to complete the sweep. John Lester gets the win. He's 2-2, 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs. He struck out 5. Koji Uehara picks up his first save as a Cub. Amir Garrett struggled for the Reds, allowing 6 earned runs over 4 frames. The Reds have now dropped 6 straight. Manager Brian Price talked about the loss afterwards.
It was either really down, like you had a lot of those really, really low, you know, bounced fastballs, and then the changeup and the breaking ball were elevated. You know, just watching the pitches in replay, you could see the location misses. I just wasn't sharp. You know, it's a 3-walk inning. The ball gets lost in the sun, and you know, and then if you get it, you hang a changeup or whatever that was to Baez, and he hits it out of the ballpark, and then you're down again 5-0. You know, so it's it wasn't certainly a recipe to success if we wanted to come in here and win some games.
I think some of that lack of sharpness could be blamed on the layoff.
No blame, zero blame. He's responsible for his successes. He's responsible for his struggles, as are all the players. I'm responsible for my decisions. We're all responsible for our stuff. So there's no excuses. He wouldn't make an excuse. I'd be surprised if he did. You know, he just wasn't real sharp. But he'll be better next time.
You guys have had 2 really good stretches, and you've had 2 obviously real rough stretches. What's kind of like the tie that makes it the inconsistency?
I think it's pitching, it's starting pitching. You know, we score. You know, we have a really, really good offensive team and a really good defensive team. And when we're pitching well, we win. And you look at our month, we're 8-8. In our 8 wins, we have given up 3 runs or less in every win. And in our losses, of our 8 losses, 6 of the 8, we've given up 7 runs or more. You know, and a lot of that has been early inning damage. And it's a rarity when you look back over a season and you find yourself down 6 or 7-0 after a few innings and say, okay, well, remember that game. But you remember about 1 a year, you know. And if it's a great year, you might remember 2 or 3. But it's those are holes that in the big leagues, they're hard to dig out of. So got to get back, got to throw more strikes. And we did throw strikes here. This was not a series where we did what we're capable of doing as a staff. Okay. We didn't throw enough strikes. And it exacerbates a problem. and you make a couple of mistakes, it's exacerbated because you already have two or three runners on base because of the base on balls. And then, you know, when you look at the runs given up to amount of hits given up, they're typically very even, and that's not good. That's not a good sign. You know, eight runs on eight hits or nine hits. You know, if he's going to score eight runs, they should have 14, 15 hits. But the walks, you know, walks are a huge nemesis for any pitching staff, and currently it's a nemesis for ours.
Amir Garrett falls to 3-3 on the season. He talked about his second shortest outing of the season after the game.
I thought some pitches that I had were sort of questionable, and I think if I get those pitches, then it changes the whole outcome of the game. But I felt pretty good today. I was able to after the first, settle down, just do what I do, and unfortunately, it didn't work today. I go out there and
size 2020, but the layoff you had, did he rush to win so much, or was it okay?
I mean, it was, I'm making excuses, but, I'll be fine in 5 days, get on my regular routine here, and I'll be all right.
Can you take us through the at-bat that you gave up the home run? What pitch did you miss on?
It was a hanging slider, nine times out of ten, anybody's going to hit that pitch. I was focused on trying to make it fancier than what it needs to be. And, that always kills me right there when I try to do that. And it was up in the zone, it was hanging, and, he put a good swing on it, like I expected him to do, and, just threw it out the park. But, you learn from those mistakes.
Up next, the Reds head home to Great American Ballpark to host the Rockies. It'll be Luis Alberto Bonilla getting the start against Tyler Anderson on Friday.